definitely human.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, the podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing Nice Biscuits.
Crushing
it. It's quite hard to say that.
As always, we're judging the biscuits on taste, texture, and biscuitness. Yada, yada, yada.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Nice.
I feel like we're going to be saying that word a lot. Nice. A lot of people don't like the word nice. They're like, oh, it's just like an equivocal word. It's like, oh, it's nice.
I feel like it's a very British thing to say.
It is. It is actually quite
British. That's nice.
Yeah. Mm. So what I'm about to tell you is going to just fuck up the whole episode.
Okay.
Apparently they're pronounced niece.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was invented around 1860. Apparently Queen Victoria's mad for them, so took some on a trip to one of her sleazy tours to France. Mm-hmm. And she went to Nice, and they called them Nice biscuits. I don't buy that shit at all. I think that's bollocks. I'm calling them nice.
That's fucked up if true. Like, that's just turned everything on its head.
Okay. Oh, well. Okay, so clearly some fucking, like, press release or something did the rounds at the end of October because, like, all the trash online versions of the various newspapers were like, oh, you've probably been pronouncing Nice Biscuits wrong your whole life.
Twat.
But, well, BuzzFeed, their headline was, this fact about nice... I'm calling them nice, okay?
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
For the rest of the episode, we'll call them nice.
Yeah.
This fact about Nice Biscuits will fuck you up. Like, oh my God, are you like, you know, they alt-right biscuits or something? No, it's just like, oh, the pronunciation might be...
I don't think they were
different.
Exaggerating there. I mean, I feel pretty fucked up right now.
Well, BuzzFeed speaks to you then.
Yeah.
You're the key demo.
I guess so.
Yeah,
young and hip. That's me.
Young aspirational millennial demo. The Daily Mail one, delivering as always.
Yeah.
The comment section.
Yeah. Oh God.
So how could anyone just get like angry, upset, or like negative just about the pronunciation of a biscuit? Here's one. This person from somewhere in the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. I've managed for 60 plus years to call them the correct name. My mother did as well for 80 years, and her mother managed it from 1904 when they were introduced by Huntley and Palmer's until she died in 1970.
That's the most fucking Daily Mail thing I've ever heard.
No, not yet, my friend. The username, not a snowflake. Yeah. That's a bingo.
Anything else you know about these nice biscuits?
Apparently, a Dutch company called Verkade claimed they were the Netherlands' favorite biscuit in 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, there's also a poem I came across.
Blimey, you really got a lot. Like, you're bringing in a lot to this.
Yeah, I spent like days and days researching this.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. This is from a site called biscuitpoetry.blogspot.co.uk.
Okay.
The poem is, "Are nice biscuits nice?" This is all in the pronunciation, obviously. Et voila, a poetic piece about a biscuit called Nice. I have to check it when I'm reading it, whether it's nice and easy.
It'd probably work a bit better if you sort of just do your genuine Welsh accent.
Okay. Et voila, a poetic piece about a biscuit called Nice.
Nice.
Some poor folk call it nice, but they must take our advice. not doing it anymore. It's offensive. It's offensive to me. My own accent is offensive to me. Said snack was first made in France, so please give the pronunciation a chance. Its origins to 1904 we can trace, and Nice is set in a sans serif typeface. The discussion remains open wide as to the way the class divide determines how you articulate the name of the biscuit on your plate. If you're born with a silver spoon, it appears you say nice, like peace. Whilst if you dance to a peasant's tune, your favourite choice is nice, like mice. Okay. So maybe this explains why we are adamantly calling it nice.
Because we're peasants.
We dance to a peasant's tune.
We do dance to... I mean, that's true. That is just true.
And I think peasant's tune is what readers on Daily Mail probably call rap music as well. And we love rap music, so...
It all fits.
So nice biscuits. Your outfit this week is interesting. So you've gone for like a kind of just talk me through it.
I don't see how it's difficult to it's just a British Army uniform from World War One. I mean,
is this because we had like a Remembrance Sunday and you want to honor you want to honor the glorious dead?
Yeah, we all honor in our own way, and my way is to dress up as our glorious dead.
I think cosplay is the ultimate form of remembrance. Yeah.
In the uniform of someone who presumably is now dead.
Yeah, is that an authentic bullet hole? Did you put that in there?
I found it in a charity shop.
Okay, then.
I don't know where it came from.
Okay, so why are you wearing it?
Apparently, according to Wikipedia, a nice biscuit is listed in an Army and Navy Cooperative Society price list in 1895. So that's why.
Yeah.
I put a lot of thought into this.
No, that's pretty good. Well... I put even more thought into mine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you, though?
Yeah.
But did you, though?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think when it comes to nice things, something being nice is, you know, within calling something nice, you kind of also have information about what's not nice.
Oh, my God. You know? Oh,
Jesus, you can't define something as nice unless you know what's not nice.
So I totally phoned in my costume today.
Wait, you don't know what I'm going to say.
All right, go on.
Okay.
Yep.
So in order to emphasize niceness, I've dressed as someone who embodies not niceness, un-niceness, if you will. I'm Richard Nixon.
I did know what you were going to say.
Well, no.
And everyone knew.
I could have said anything.
All of our listeners knew what you were going to say. Why'd you keep up this ridiculous charade?
I just think that every week it's a good costume and it's relevant and it's powerful. And if people don't like it, then yeah, they should write in and let me know. okay then. So I guess we should get into the nice biscuits then.
Yeah.
The possibly nice biscuits.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. We're about to find out together.
All right. Weird packaging.
Green packet.
It's green and blue.
Oh, that's
which
not
is
right.
A weird combination, yeah. I think.
Is it our friends McVitie's again?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, I got these last minute and that's all they had. It just looks like no thought has gone into that whatsoever.
Yeah, kind of like your costume.
Are you going to be like this for the rest of the...
I think it's the military clothing. I'm feeling very aggressive. Also... it's not just the shitty Wikipedia fact that I gave. I also feel like I am going to war on these biscuits because I fucking hate these biscuits.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why?
I don't want to get into it, but let's just eat the biscuits.
Well, we just have to accept that you hate the biscuits without
so
justification.
Much. Yeah.
Okay, then.
And it's not like the taste necessarily. It's what they... There's... You know what? Let's not get into it.
Well, I have no... These were not a biscuit from my past.
These are a biscuit from my past. That's what we need to say.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Contrast. That's
We're not going to go into it any further than that, but just know that I hate these biscuits.
Okay.
So I'm coming in with a, you know...
prejudices. I'm a little bit scared. A, for the biscuits, and for what you're going to do to them, and B, for my own safety.
Yeah, you should be.
Because you're looking pretty authoritative.
I got, like, the bloodlust. Yeah. That's what they call it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna open these. It's just like the package is not at all appetizing. Green and blue, tiny little picture of the biscuit buried behind the big stamp, which has 89p, but only 2% sugar. So
fine. It looks so fucking stupid.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah,
which it is
nice. So, yeah. I don't trust a biscuit that has "nice" written on it.
Yeah,
even if it is nice.
No, I kind of like it. I kind of like having nice. And I think that's probably my favorite thing about the whole biscuit so far. Nice.
It'd be better if you just said biscuit.
It's kind of adorable, if you ask me.
No, it's not stupid.
Okay. It smells coconutty. So these are just like rectangular biscuits, and they got some coconut thing going on.
Yeah.
And like some sugar on top as well.
Some bumps.
Yeah.
Around the.
I haven't really got much to say about this. It just looks incredibly basic. I'm not surprised this was kind of part of war rations or whatever.
Yeah, it does look like war rations, doesn't it?
But hey, you know, if you're war and you're about to go to the top and you're feeling a bit glum, have one of these. See the word nice and you're like,
put a smile on your
face. Not so bad. Could be worse.
Don't get in your tea.
Yeah. whistle blows over the top with a smile on your face. Fantastic. Okay.
I'd just like to say, have nothing but respect for our troops.
Oh, yeah. I.
Remembrance Sunday, obviously, just been.
I remembered it.
I did as well.
Good.
Yeah, so the other day you had a poppy on.
I did, yeah.
That was weird, actually. We bumped into each other randomly on the street, and I had nothing to say to you.
No, you didn't, yeah. So I panicked and said, do you want to go for a pint?
I was already trying to, like, keep walking, like, blank you, maybe, like, hoping you hadn't seen me or something.
What a prick. Okay, so should we eat these then?
Yeah.
Actually, I'll take it back. I have had these before.
Yeah.
I've had a bite of that, and I've just had a big nostalgia rush to being at my nan's. I think she had these biscuits.
Right, yeah. It's a very nostalgic biscuit. Mm. That's why I fucking hate them.
I quite like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I quite like the coconutty angle to it. So it's a bit different.
It's not a bit different. It's a bit fucking like a...
It's a bit exotic.
I don't think it is exotic.
Okay.
Hate these biscuits.
Is this just going to be just an uninterrupted stream of bile from you? Is there going to be like any context or justification for this? Or are you just going to spew it out for the next half hour?
I can still be constructive.
Constructive bile. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I'm not allowing any of that past stuff to affect my judgment now.
Okay.
You know what? These aren't even the same brand of nice biscuits. It's a completely different brand.
What's the brand you were having then?
Tesco Value.
Okay. They still have nice printed on them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I quite like it. It's quite sweet.
It kind of annoys me. I kind of like it.
Oh, I love the conflict in him. I can see it all written on his face. Which he's painted a giant poppy on out of respect for our war dead. It's a bit strange.
I'm feeling... This is such a weird thing. In my mouth, they're saying it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
My brain and my heart is saying this is the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know which one is overreacting. I have those three things, my mouth and my brain and my heart. Are they connected?
What do you connected. I think you should always trust your heart. What's your heart say?
It says this is bringing back a lot of bad memories.
Maybe which one's the good one?
The mouth?
Maybe trust the mouth.
Trust the mouth this time. I mean, we're doing a biscuit show, right?
Exactly. So yeah. I don't know why I'm trying to stand up for these biscuits. I think I'm just trying to bring a bit of balance to this.
You're just trying to just say the opposite to what I'm saying, basically.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to wind you up, really.
Classic Dave.
Okay. Yeah. The aftertaste isn't great. It's not the worst. It's not like it's not hanging around your mouth like some of the biscuits, but
it's kind of just nothing, right? It tastes very cheap.
Yeah. Very sugary. The coconut hit is pretty strong.
I quite like the coconut.
I do as well.
Hmm.
Do you feel like you're on a tropical island?
No, it doesn't transport me in the same way like a bounty does.
Which immediately transports
you. Like, but physically.
Yeah.
I'm there. This isn't quite that. I don't know. I feel all sort of like I don't know who I am anymore.
Oh, really?
Because I was coming in here being like, I fucking hate these biscuits. I know I do. I know that's, if there's one thing I know about myself, it's my hatred. I kind of define myself in terms of like what I hate.
Yeah.
Like, if there's one thing I know, is that I hate these biscuits.
Is that like an anchor point for you?
Yeah, well, hatred.
Like, what of these biscuits, yeah. Like whenever you kind of just feel like that things are getting a bit too much, you just like, take a step back like, Dave, just remember, you fucking hate nice biscuits. Yeah. And then you're like, you're back in the room.
Just remember the days of nice biscuits are behind you.
Yeah.
And everything that the nice biscuits represent is behind you.
Right.
And you have a new life now.
Oh.
An all different life now. A life that doesn't include nice biscuits.
Okay.
And of course, you just put it all back. So of course you did.
Well, it wasn't me. It was the show, you know.
Okay.
Which is its own entity.
You kind of the show.
No, it's its own entity. We are not in control of it. We serve it. Okay.
So I don't really know anymore. Because it's like...
Are you going to be able to give this a score? I mean, you have to. I mean, that was...
Well, I know I have to.
Yeah.
You weren't asking.
Yeah.
I know I have to. What score would I give it if it just left me feeling empty inside? What would that, like a 2.5, do you think?
Yeah, that's average, yeah. It's pretty nice.
Oh, God. I'm going to give it a 2.5. Okay. I think that's being very fair of me, actually, because I came in before I took a bite. I was like, this is a 1 for sure.
Yeah. But
nah, whatever, no big deal. I don't care.
Yeah, I think I surprised myself a little bit because, yeah, the packaging looks shit.
Yeah.
The fact that I don't remember them meant that, you know, it had no great effects when I had them before, if I'd ever had them before. And they're just like they're not a very impressive looking biscuit, but it wasn't bad. I think maybe it kind of, it sets your expectations so rock bottom low.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty hard for it to do any worse.
That's true. That's a good point.
I'm not loving the aftertaste neither, to be honest.
It's still there, isn't it?
It's still there.
It lingers a bit.
Yeah. I think I got a bit of coconut in my teeth as well, which is kind of annoying.
Mm.
But I did quite enjoy it, so I'm going to give it a 3.
Oh, a 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just touch above average.
Wow, okay.
It's pretty, just like
a 3.
A nice little bit above average.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine, yeah, no.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, it seems like you like this biscuit. Cool.
I mean, what I like has no, you know, bearing on your experience and
no, obviously,
what you like.
Obviously not. It's a completely different thing, completely different experience. It's not like you would give it a high score just to annoy me. You wouldn't do that, would you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty good first round.
Mm.
Yeah, some pretty nice scores.
Yeah, some pretty nice scores.
No, it didn't work. See, that's the thing. Why would you call it nice? Because you just can't have any fun with it.
Exactly. And if the name is actually nice, who cares? Just stick with nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's just pronunciation. I'm not, you know, saying change the spelling or anything. Just change how it's pronounced.
The good thing about language is always changing. It's always evolving.
Yeah.
Just call them nice.
Exactly. Okay, so texture and first of all, when it's dry, it's pretty crumbly. Not in a particularly good way.
I mean, kind of like the little crystals on the top.
Mm. Yeah.
Although they come off quite easily.
Yeah. I think the crystals are what's called sugar.
Oh, okay.
The little crystals. Is that what you normally ask for? Like, if you go to like a restaurant and they bring some coffee afterwards, like, oh, can you bring the bowl of tiny crystals as well, please? And some of that ivory liquid as well.
Yeah, they're just like, you mean, right away, sir.
Yeah.
You know what? Sure.
It only becomes a problem when you try and pay for stuff with them.
I mean,
all right, I'm going for a dunk.
All right. Just nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They're very thin biscuits. And they just, it's pretty gross, actually. Just like that coconut flavor, which tastes, I don't know, maybe we have real coconut on them, but it tastes pretty fucking artificial when you just get a big hit of that. And then there's a lot of sweetness as well. And it just turns to mush. It's just so thin.
Like, what even is the actual biscuit element of it? Because it seems like it's just crystals and coconut bits.
Which, and if it was, that'd be great. Okay, yeah, apparently desiccated coconut, 8%, there you go. And partially inverted sugar syrup.
Okay.
Only partially inverted, though.
But yeah, the actual sort of mode of transport that we get those sugar crystals and coconut stuff is just this big nothing that evaporates in tea.
Yeah, which is a bit like nice itself, isn't it? Kind of nice things, just a bit nothing, isn't it, really? When something's
like
nice.
Like the phrase, when someone says it's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you're not really putting much into that. There's not a lot of commitment there when you say something's nice.
Yeah.
It's like what you would say if what you really thought was it was shit, but you were trying not to offend anyone.
Exactly. That's why I'm really happy that no one says that I'm nice, because, you know.
Yeah, no fear of that.
Because then, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, they have, they don't just see me as just this kind of, they don't see me like this biscuit where it's, you know, so thin and just so substanceless.
Actually, no.
They're like, oh, he's, yeah, no,
you start drawing,
he's not
these...
nice. You know,
these like, parallels.
Thank you.
If you were a biscuit, what biscuit would you?
I can't believe we got to like episode 13 without asking that question. We were doing so well.
Come on.
Okay, Jammy Dodger.
Yeah. Why is that? Because you're a bit of a rogue.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited. People look at me like, whoa, look at this Jammy Dodger.
Who's this rascal?
Yeah. But I think the thing with Jammy Dodgers, like, you look at it and it's like, oh, well, look at this, you know, perfect heart in the center of this biscuit. Then you actually take the biscuit off and look at it inside and you realize it's just like a flat splodge of jam.
Yeah.
And it was the biscuit which made the heart, and the heart doesn't actually exist in the jam.
Okay.
I'm not sure what I'm getting at here. It's deceptive, basically.
Sure. No, yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
and a maverick, too.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And pretty sexy as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Vit is brave as well.
So you think a Chevy Dodger is brave?
And strong, yeah.
Okay. I feel like you might be projecting onto the Biscuit.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a good symbiosis kind of thing.
Okay.
Good synergy between me and the Jammy Dodger.
Sure, yeah.
What about you?
What do you mean, what about me?
What Biscuit would you be?
I'm not a Biscuit, don't be stupid. Should we get on with this?
Okay. I really don't have much to say about this, actually, to be honest. It's like this...
Again, it's left me feeling empty and like, yeah. It's just like a big hole inside it is. You, isn't it? It's like you eat it, but you're more hungry after you eat
it. And it's like, it's so thin as well. It's not like you get stuck into it and it's like, it's not, your texture isn't satisfying in any way whatsoever.
It's like, what's the point? What is the point of this biscuit? Fuck this biscuit. I hate this biscuit. It's just stupid.
Like a little sugar here. That's it, pretty much.
Just eat some sugar.
Yeah.
Don't bother with these fucking biscuits.
Yeah, it's not good. I think the Dunkin' is really...
Seriously, listeners, do not... I know that some of our listeners, like, seek out the biscuits that we try. Don't seek out these biscuits.
Do yourself a favor.
Fuck these biscuits. Yeah. All right? They're just like, you'll eat them and it will just bring back all these memories and you'll just be so sad and angry. And
no,
I'm just sort of speaking for everyone here. Oh, it's like a kind of universal sort of feeling about these biscuits.
Maybe I'm the odd one out then because not feeling
Well, you don't feel anything, do you?
No, exactly, yeah.
To be you.
I think a bit like niceness itself. At first you have, it's like, oh yeah, it's nice. But then the more time you spend with the nice thing, the more you realize there is just like fuck all to it.
We're still talking about the biscuits.
Yeah. And the nice time we're having. Okay, yeah. All right, score.
2.5.
Why wouldn't you give it a 1?
Because it doesn't make me feel anything.
Okay, so 1 would imply some kind of
reaction. 1 would imply that I had like some sort of like, I don't know, negative bias towards this biscuit, which I don't, obviously. I just ate the biscuit. I'm like, oh yeah, nothing. Don't even care.
Are you trying to prove a point to
no,
a biscuit?
Obviously I'm not trying to prove a point to a biscuit.
Because I don't think the biscuit cares either way. So
lots of people don't care either way. It's
whatever
fine.
Feeling you've got to it, you should just let it go.
I don't
go.
Have any feelings.
Because you're not going to get any...
I don't have any feelings. I've made that quite clear. Why do you keep going on about it? For God's sake. Just be quiet for a second. God. Just drink some tea.
Zen. This is going nicely. I'd give it 1. It's just, there's fucking shit.
Okay.
Really bad. Just the texture was not good. The only good part was like the coconut part. Mm. I was kind of liking that. A little bit of sugariness from the first part. I was like, okay. Live with that. And having another one and focus on the texture, like there's
just,
nothing
to it. Just calm
too-
down a little bit, all right? getting a bit leery there. Just bring it down a notch, all right?
Says the man in the soldier uniform who's about to have a full breakdown over a biscuit.
Just a costume.
With nice printed on it.
Don't recall that. Don't think that happened. You got to stop projecting, okay?
Okay. Just the one. Like, Dunkin', they don't dunk at all. It absolutely destroys the biscuit.
All right. Wow. Okay. Jeez.
So, well, should we see what other people think then? See if they're having as nice a time as we are? This is literally the worst episode. I'm hating this one so much. I just got to finish eating the biscuit. I wish I hadn't done that.
Set yourself up for a fall.
Okay, so the reviews online. Okay, so this one I think is from Ocado. 3 stars.
Okay.
Slightly disappointed. These biscuits are not as nice as other nice biscuits I've tasted. Perhaps a change of name to Nice-ish would be more apt.
Who's this joker?
This is Ahmed from Birmingham.
Ahmed.
Comedian.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny. Leave the jokes to us.
Yeah,
Ahmed,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Another one. There's no name in this one. So it's 5 stars, more than just a biscuit.
Oh, so maybe this person's like, very nice, should be written on the biscuit.
every review is just people thinking that they're the first ones to make a joke about the fact it's called nice, which is what we're doing for this whole episode. More than just a biscuit. These biscuits are my life. David, wait a minute. Who's the username on this?
What are you talking about, man?
Mr. D. Knight.
That could be anyone.
Without them, I could not live another day.
Crazy.
This is the first item I add to my shopping list every week, and you can hardly sleep waiting for the delivery. Fucking hell. Perfect with tea. Thank you, Asda.
Oh,
this person
God.
Is... crazy.
Yeah.
Perfect with tea. They're barely edible with tea. I can hardly sleep waiting for the delivery. Wow. Imagine what this is like at Christmas. Okay, this is someone called The Poppet. Two stars.
Okay.
Review. They're edible.
That is technically correct.
Yeah. Well, we think so. Yeah, we have eaten them. Whether we're going to die or not, we don't know. But I think, like, you know, something that you might have mentioned once or twice, the kind of nostalgia element.
What?
You know, kind of, you know, up from the past, something from the past, you know?
Maybe with a different biscuit on one of the other shows.
Okay, right. Well, we won't go into that. Maybe I misheard. And, yeah, I think that's something for a lot of people.
What, nostalgia?
Just the fact that he's like an old-timey biscuit.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that you have when you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, first one, user Cicero. Don't know whether it's the actual one or not. A step back in time, maybe to Rome, I don't know. Delicious and crisp. My grandchildren love these nearly as much as I do. Bullshit.
Yeah. Also, why is it a competition? Oh, we love these biscuits, do you? Fuck off. You've got no idea.
Not as much as me. You nearly do, but you know. Not quite.
You don't really know what love is.
Yeah. Second place, third place. First place. Simple, it's another five star from R.T. Ray.
Another liar. Okay. Yeah.
Simple, old-fashioned, and wonderful. These lovely coconutty biscuits remind me of going with my old granny to Woolworths, where the biscuits used to come in loose in huge barrels and you bought as many as you wanted.
Oh my God.
That was the late...
Feels like it's like a sepia tone is like descending on us as you speak. Woolworths, fucking hell.
I walked there in my short trousers. That was the late 60s and things have changed. But thankfully not the taste of these wonderfully satisfying everyday bickies.
But unfortunately, there are more immigrants now.
That's the end of that is definitely the subtext of this. But the idea that that's a good thing. Who wants like barrels of loose food? It's like some medieval marketplace where you go and pick up pig's trotters or something.
Did you ever have the broken biscuit boxes when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
They were just like big square sort of box things, like cardboard box things. And yeah, it was just like all the reject biscuits, basically, just like all jumbled up. But it wasn't just like one type of biscuit. It was like lots of different types of biscuits.
Was that right, though? You kind of like just kind of bargain, right? Because they kind of taste the same, right?
They didn't taste the same. Really? I mean, that was weird about it, was because they were jumbled up together.
Yeah.
I think the taste kind of like rubbed off, you know, like on the other biscuits as well. So they all kind of had this sort of neutral taste.
Yeah.
The chocolate ones kind of tasted the same. It was really weird. And they all just tasted like cardboard.
Oh, God. See, false economy, you know? You think you're getting a bargain buying broken biscuits?
I mean, you're definitely getting a bargain in terms of quantity. And that was all that matters when you're a kid, right?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we had different
I was a connoisseur as a child.
That wasn't. I had the value pack biscuits and... Nice, obviously, was in the 4-pack value pack that they had at Tesco.
Yeah, didn't have any particular significance. The nice biscuits, just one of many, right?
No, I was just I'm just giving the facts.
Okay,
that's good, what it good, was. Good. I mean, yeah, take it or leave it.
Okay, like the look on your face then, the poppy on your face kind of contorted with the way you sort of grimaced when you started talking about.
No, okay. I don't think so.
Okay, and last review.
Yep.
Mr. Kevin Sharman, 5 stars. Nevertheless, I'll enjoy them. Just as I remember them taste-wise, but a lot smaller. Nevertheless, I'll enjoy them more. I think maybe Mr. Sharman maybe just got bigger.
Yeah.
And I'm getting like some Shirley Bassey vibes from the title of Nevertheless, I'll enjoy them. Nevertheless, I'll enjoy them.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Thanks for practicing a lot.
You realize you have to do that now every episode.
Yeah, you have to introduce the show like that. mixed reviews. There was quite a lot of bad reviews out there, which is not surprising. They got a pretty bad rep, these.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I wouldn't know.
You can. It's okay to have feelings about it.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, of course it's okay to have feelings, and I do. Just
which
like a normal person would have.
Which are?
Oh, all of them. All however many there are. 3 or 4.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Do you want to describe them?
Nope.
Okay, fine. But yeah, definitely a strong nostalgia vibe for people coming off this.
So I hear. Whatever. I wouldn't know.
Okay. Ready?
Biscuitness.
Biscuitness. So, yeah, the biscuitness of nice biscuits. Fucking hell, man. This is like this is a killer. Like, there's just like that, there's nothing to it.
I would say that these are very biscuity.
Go on. Let's hear the thesis behind this.
Well, just like we heard from those reviewers, and perhaps I might have mentioned something about it as well, like they do have a kind of nostalgic quality because they're such an old biscuit, and they have it does feel like it's a very English biscuit as well, right? Yeah. Or British biscuit, I guess. Like,
oh yeah, it's pretty unenjoyable.
It's pretty, yeah. Yeah, it was a very British thing. And I just think, like, going back to sort of the value pack thing, like, I think the fact that they come in value packs make them, because not just any old biscuit makes it into like a kind of, and I'm talking about like a kind of, you get four different types of biscuits in a one big single pack, right?
Right.
And they always just put in the main ones,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not like the more exotic, fun, strange, oddball ones.
Yeah.
It's just the kind of the quintessential biscuits.
The nice ones.
The nice ones.
Yeah.
So the you know, you'd have custard creams, obviously bourbons, and nice.
Yeah.
And so I think that makes it very, very biscuity.
It is very biscuity. I mean, yeah. there's not much to it, which is kind of what I feel a lot of the biscuitiness that we've been finding is about, you know.
But, you know, it's what's attached to it. It's the history of it.
But how have they survived, though? I mean,
yeah, I know, it's crazy because they're fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but there's clearly some people getting some old-time vibes off them, but
do you think people are just eating them because it is like a hit of nostalgia?
I think so,
It's like they don't care what the actual taste is like. It's like, because when I put that in my mouth, the taste of the coconut and all the kind of, and the, like, the thinness of it and the nice that's written on it. It is like I'm just getting a little kind of nostalgia trip.
Yes,
kind of thing.
Same. Yeah, I didn't even remember that I'd eaten them. Then I had right, and then I was like,
right?
Oh shit, yeah.
Maybe people are not buying them because they taste good. They're buying them because it's like it transports them back to what I think is probably their childhood, which is when they would have eaten them.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why a lot of these people who are giving them high reviews are talking about, oh, it's great when I had them when I was a kid, or my grandchildren love them. You know, the older people, you're looking back at the golden age of their childhood.
Exactly.
Whereas we are still young people.
Yeah.
And, you know, our best days are still ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. So we don't have that same kind of strong nostalgia for, you know, our recent childhoods. Yeah. Just keep going with it.
Okay. Totally.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, guess just gives people a bit of comfort. That's why Not a Snowflake was so satisfied about being able to pronounce it. That her family has a history of correct pronunciation of a biscuit for 100 years.
It brings you back and it connects you with those things. It's like, because maybe what happens is kind of, you eat them when you're young because it's what all the olds eat, right?
Yeah.
All the olds give them to you. Or they come in value packs, so you just kind of get them through sort of proxy or whatever.
Yeah.
So you then grow up and you get into other things like drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, I was happy when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll go back to eating nice biscuits.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there.
Maybe. I mean, maybe that's the only way I can think of why they would survive, because I would assume just one generation
would just die off.
Yeah. And then I'm not going to, when, if I get old, I will not be eating these.
What are you going to eat when you're old?
I
mean, you already sort of like going towards just mushy food. You're already like things with too much texture.
Oh, well, obviously I'm going to be, because, you know, this whole podcast thing is start paying off any day now.
Any second, yeah.
And then I'm just going to be living life for £5 biscotti.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're biscotti. I don't want to give them a good score because they're shit and they should die off.
Yeah. But it's like, that's not, that is not our responsibility.
No.
All right, we're not coming in here being all sort of militant and being like, no, you can't, these can't exist anymore, we're stamping them out.
You are dressed as someone in the military and you were,
it's just a costume. It's just a fun costume thing. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
I wish you would just stop going on about it. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
What was I saying?
So
you've made me lose my trail of thought.
It's not about. Not about
just
being,
like you.
It's not about being militant.
Exactly. It's not about being militant. Right?
Okay.
It's about being a kind of a keeper of the records. That's kind of what we do. We sort of like, we say, okay,
yeah,
these biscuits exist. We jot it down, and it's kind of like it's there now. It's like we archive it. Right?
Yeah,
we're sort of the biscuit scholars in a way, or something like
but
that.
But it's not just our job to do that, because obviously with these ratings, we are having an impact. Because obviously biscottis, their sales are going to go through the roof, I'm sure.
That's got nothing to do with us, though. We would do this whether or not the biscottis, I mean, obviously they are going to go through the roof now.
Yeah,
but that's just kind of a byproduct. We're up in our tower.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know we record in a very high tower.
Yeah, yeah.
Made of ivory.
Yeah, well, so Patreon money pays for.
That's patreon.com/deathofthehuman. You know, and it's kind of our place to just keep a record and obviously rate them, because of course that's what you do, you know, when you're keeping a record or something. You say, you know, their qualities of the thing.
I think you're shirking some responsibility here, David. I think maybe you've not reconciled yourself to what we do on this show.
We need to be separate from that. I don't think we should be in... Well, I mean, maybe this is the beginning of something. Are you, like, do you agree with Dave that we should be a bit more sort of, like, aggressive about attacking the biscuit, or just kind of, like, trying to have an impact on the biscuit sales?
But I think just if we give a bad score, it's going to have a terrible impact on sales. I'm sure McVitie's must be close to bankruptcy after the episode.
Obviously, that's true. I'm saying that that's not our primary goal.
No.
Our primary goal is to score it and, like, just be the keeper, the record keeper. And if, because of our scores, whether negative or positive, that impacts the biscuit sales, that's not our fault.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to take responsibility.
Is that kind of military uniform kind of going to your head a bit, and now it's all just about collateral damage? It's like... They're not really bad things.
Again,
it's collateral
damage.
For God's sake,
we don't usually talk about our costumes this much. I haven't mentioned your costume once because it's stupid.
I disagree. I think, and I think maybe you should have been wearing this one, because you have not been very nice this episode.
I've been really nice. I've even given these like better scores than they deserve.
Yeah. Okay. So have you got a score for biscuit in this?
I'm gonna go with a 4.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's a fucking biscuity biscuit. It's a really biscuity biscuit. It's like when I think of biscuits, digestives, custard creams, nice biscuits.
I've clearly had them. They clearly, you know, evoke some memories. Yeah. But if we had not been doing this today, I could have quite possibly gone the rest of my life without having nice biscuits.
Must be nice.
And not giving them.
Must be nice.
And not giving in to my children. Yeah. And presumably there are other people my age, young person's age, who are doing the same. I don't think they're intrinsic to our biscuit heritage.
I think about nice biscuits like every week.
Right.
And they're just always at the back of my head.
Well, yeah, you're going to get a strange minority of people, yeah. But I think the majority...
I think I represent the people.
Really? Dressed as a World War One soldier with a giant poppy paint on your face.
I definitely represent all the Daily Mail readers right now.
Yeah, okay, that's a fair point. I'll give you that one. So yeah, I think nice has had its time.
I wish.
I think it has, and maybe you should, if you recognize what I'm saying, that the nice biscuit is on the way out, you can then just like make peace with it and move on.
Make peace?
Yeah.
Why would you need to make... You make peace with someone that you're at odds with, or like an enemy or something.
And David.
Yeah, which I don't have to do, so no, I'm not going to make peace with the nice biscuits.
David.
Yeah.
You need to change your mindset. You're too militant.
I'm not.
Take off the outfit.
I'm not going to take off the outfit.
Take off the soldier outfit. Stop going. End your war with a nice biscuit. Make peace with it. It's on its way out. You don't. It doesn't control you anymore. Just let it go.
I think you're projecting. It's what you're doing. You're the one who's at war. You're wearing the soldier's outfit, not me.
If anyone knows about war, it's Richard Nixon. Okay. I know both sides.
Such a great leader.
You can make peace with the nice biscuit right now. All you got to do is take your uniform off. Wait, are you wearing anything underneath?
No.
You know what? Actually, yeah. Just kind of keep on going how you are. You're fine.
Sorry. What? No. I was about to take it off.
No. Don't.
You want me to take it off?
No. Leave it on.
But you said
no.
But you said to make.
Yeah. No. You're fine. I think you're fine. Really. You're right. You said it was nice. You said you were happy, right? You said you got no problem with it.
Yeah, but
let's go with that. That's fine.
But
don't take your uniform off. That's what I'm saying.
But now I feel like, what? So, am I just in like a perpetual war now? Are you saying never take the uniform off?
Maybe just wait till I've gone. Maybe you can make peace.
Never
with
take the uniform off. Wow.
Always keep your
Can't
costume
believe
on.
You said that. Okay. Fuck this biscuit. I fucking hate this biscuit. I always have.
Well, I'm gonna give it a 2. For biscuitness.
I'm gonna give it a 1, just like I said I was gonna.
Okay.
Check the tape. It's a 1.
Okay.
1 all the way. 1 for taste, 1
right.
for dunkability, and 1 for whatever the third one was. Check the tape. That's what I said. Okay.
So the war goes on.
Yeah. Don't at me.
Okay. War never ends. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes, because it really does actually help us. And also spread the word online on Twitter and what have you. And also check our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
And head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, Bite Size, to find out what our highs and lows of the week have been.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing something we don't know how to pronounce yet. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.